Hello, I'm Robert Holland, and this is the SAP Insider Las Vegas 2025 podcast. Thank you for listening as we speak with SAP insiders and industry experts about their experiences in the SAP space. In this episode, I'm speaking with Mariano Nunez of Onapsis. Mariano, fantastic to have you here. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and your role.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Mariano Nunez. I'm CEO and co-founder at Onapsis. So I've been with the business since the beginning, over 15 years now. I basically lead all the strategy and really our execution of the company.
Fantastic. So you're in the cybersecurity space for SAP. What are the biggest challenges that you see SAP customers and SAP insiders, given that we're at the SAP Insider event here in Las Vegas, experiencing today in securing their SAP systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. I believe the main challenge we see today is how they protect their SAP applications as they go to the cloud. It's mostly RISE today, but it used to be like, as they call it, native hyperscalers before. I think it's really understanding like what is a shared security responsibility model. There's been, over the last couple of years, a lot of confusion for SAP insiders and SAP customers on what is their responsibility from a security and compliance perspective when they go to the cloud, and what is SAP's responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that became a bit more, I think, especially confusing on RISE private cloud scenarios. I think when it comes to grow, when it comes to like SaaS applications, I think it's a bit more kind of commonly understood by customers. But when they talk about going to RISE private cloud environments, it's a bit confusing. And it's really understanding what SAP does, where SAP kind of starts and stops, and what they need to do. The key way to understand that, maybe the easiest way to understand that, is that anything that is the application layer and the data layer is still the customer responsibility, right? SAP is doing a fantastic job at securing the cloud infrastructure, so the network, the hypervisor level, the operating system, but anything that is looking at SAP security patches at the application level, interfaces, configurations, APIs, all the custom code, all the transport, all that's, it's still the responsibility of the customers to keep secure and compliant.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, even though I know SAP has actually produced a shared security model for RISE, but SAP specifically, that helps that scenario,
right?
But it doesn't help every scenario.
Exactly, yeah, and it's still confusing when you, I think it's actually much better now. Over the last few years, SAP updated those documents, being way more clear about, again, what they do and what the customers need to do. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was still like a bit blurry on what where that line was drawn. So I think now it's kind of, there's much better assets from SAP, much better education. We did a webinar a few months ago with Roland Costea, the CISO of RISE, where we were going kind of through this together to educate SAP customers on, again, where solutions like Onapsis can help and where SAP solutions really can help. And we got a lot of feedback from customers like, okay, finally, I get it now, right? I get it that, okay, and now I understand what I need to do, what I was doing on-prem compared to what I need to do in RISE. And again, for the most part, a lot of that still is a customer responsibility. And the good thing is that they can offload a lot of the basic lower-level controls to SAP now.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think it is important that people understand, you know, what their role is in this, because otherwise, well, you don't want to leave stuff open.
No, exactly. And look, at the end of the day, there's this phrase in security where, like no matter what, it's still your responsibility, right? Even if you're delegating operational kind of responsibility to a partner, if there is a breach, if there is an audit finding, there is a security event, it's still the customer's name on the headlights, right? So for every customer, especially the type of organizations we work with, very large organizations, it's really important to be able to have the confidence that they have the right controls and the right security measures, irrespective of their deployment model.
Absolutely. So you've already talked about this a little bit, and some of it is simply education, learning, understanding. But what are some of the ways that, you know, these challenges can be addressed?
Yeah, it starts with visibility, right? It starts with understanding what is your current security posture, what is your desired kind of target operating model once you go to the cloud, which is definitely changing, right? The IT operating model changes, and with that changes your security and compliance operating model. I think the good news is that there is a lot of automation that you can put in place when you go to RISE and when you go to the cloud, not only to secure the new cloud environments, but also many customers we work with, they're still going to have some systems on-premise or some system in native cloud. environments. So having automation across all the environments, it's a good way we're seeing them to be able to kind of manage this very complex and kind of significant task. Integrating SAP applications and especially RISE applications into your security and compliance programs you already have, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Like you have, if you have a vulnerability management program, a threat detection program, a DevSecOps program, a compliance program for the rest of your non-SAP apps, there's actually a really easy ways for you to integrate that into those programs versus having to reinvent the wheel. And I would say probably the last one is expertise. Something we noted is customers being able to have the right expertise by their side when they go into the cloud and be able to do this right from the beginning. When they again, think about things like the RISE methodology or SAP Activate, we just released some assets to help customers understand what do they need to do security and compliance-wise in each phase, right? When you're doing kind of the early phases, when you go to deploy, when you go to run, what do you need to do as part of the quality gates and security controls so that you know that the systems you're provisioning in the cloud are secure by design, and then you just, it's way easier to keep them secure afterwards.
Yeah. No, that's good to remember. And some good starting points. So, you know, one of the things I think we're seeing in the security space, cybersecurity space, is an increase in cyber threats.
Right.
What do you think is driving that increase?
Yeah, actually, that reminds me of this phrase. There's this famous bank robber, Willie Stanton. I think it was in the 60s, I believe. He was called by the FBI. He was a famous bank robber, and he was called by the FBI, and they asked him, like, hey, Willie, it was a journalist asking him, like, Willie, why do you rob banks? And he said, well, that's where the money is, right? So attackers know, in the digital world, attackers know that the money is in SAP systems, right? Like, it's the most critical data. It's kind of the most sensitive business data and processes. They know, and so from a confidentiality perspective, attackers know that there is a lot of crown jewels in the SAP systems that large companies have. From, integrity and a financial fraud perspective, again, those are the systems that like attackers can go in and change bank accounts, create fake payments, create vendors. So there is an ability to actually monetize those attacks directly with fraud. But also from an availability perspective, you see this huge increase overall in ransomware attacks over the last decade. And what we see now is like, think about the consequences of an SAP system just being taken offline, right? And taken offline and being kind of held by ransomware. Just the operational impact on the big team organization is huge. And attackers know this, right? They know, we just saw a case a few months ago of a company that went bankrupt and they filed Chapter 11, and they actually attributed an SAP security breach as one of the major factors in that situation because they couldn't run the business and they actually couldn't comply with financial reporting obligations. So we definitely see attackers knowing that these are the critical systems and really have a lot of valuable data, or they're critical to availability, so they can do this. And look, we have, as part of Anapsys, we have the Anapsys Research Lab, so we do a lot of threat intelligence and threat analysis to really help our customers stay ahead of the threats. We've seen over the last several years an increase of, like, I think it's 400% on ransomware incidents affecting SAP systems and data. We see attackers talking about this on the dark web and the criminal networks, or like a 300% increase in that chatter and discussions, a 5x increase on the price for SAP kind of exploits or cyber weapons, so like tools for them to hack into SAP systems. That's now 5 times the price it used to be a few years ago. So there's definitely a lot of interest from the attackers. And I think to your point on what's changed is converged with the cloud transformation. So SAP systems used to be behind the firewall on premises, harder to access for remote attackers.
Right.
Now everything's going to the cloud, right? So everything is more accessible for someone in a remote location to be able, and criminal organizations to be able to do these attacks from their kind of operations, right?
Yeah.
Or from the basements. So they don't need to go through the internal network. They can just go and attack the systems in the cloud. So those, I think, the convergence of the systems getting more exposed and attackers realizing that they can go directly after them with significant consequences, it's what's driving the increase.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, when the fact is that, you know, I think I've said before in research that I've done, I mean, you know, when you're moving to some of these systems, these SAP systems becoming the single source of business and financial truth within the organization, and that just makes it that much more valuable a target.
100%. 100%. It's again, it's the lifeblood of the business. It's all the critical data. It's exactly the heart, the heart of the business. So an attack on that is really, it could be devastating.
So, you know, one of the things that we hear about a lot at a conference like this, just in general from SAP, is this thing called AI.
Right. We may have heard it a couple of times.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. So how is AI impacting cybersecurity? And how are customers securing their systems if you're starting to use business AI within your SAP solutions, right? How are you securing that?
Yeah, we have a lot of customers really kind of asking us about that, and we're helping advise on what they need to do there. Because of course, if you think about it, now you're starting to make decisions with that data and automation with that data and enabling kind of AI agents, it definitely takes a whole different level of from a risk perspective. So what we see, I think there are a couple of basic things that we see is, one, customers are really looking to secure the applications that generate the data in the first place and they house the data in the first place. Yeah. Because if you're not protecting those, then it doesn't matter that someone goes after your data lake or the AI data or the algorithm. Like, we're not seeing advanced attacks on AI today. We're seeing attacks, like very basic attacks, going directly after the data. Like, we don't see, again, for the type of threat models that we trace and threat actors, they're not like going after the models itself. So they're protecting the applications that they run and generate data. That's the number one. And I would say maybe more tactically, specifically for business AI and SAP customers, is really the BTP environment. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the core AI use cases are, of course, running on BTP, and powered by BTP services. So, and that's been a big change for SAP customers to adapt to BTP. They're used to securing the traditional kind of ABAP stacks and HANA and maybe S4HANA. But BTP is a completely different beast, right? I was just talking with a customer earlier today. I was describing BTP as a wild west for them from a security and compliance perspective. They just didn't know what they don't know. So getting your arms around BTP from is BTP properly configured? Do you have the right authorizations? Do you have the right interfaces? Is that securely designed or operationalized? And then do you have monitoring on BTP to make sure that no one is abusing their access or doing attacks, and securing the custom developments you have on BTP that eventually turn into AI kind of capabilities? That, I would say, is a place to start right now.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and obviously things are going to change. I mean, as AI becomes more prevalent, people are going to start using, people are already starting to use AI for things like helping with phishing attacks, social engineering attacks, because this is all to do with awareness, right? I mean, you know, as someone working on an SAP system, you need to be aware of, you know, these potential threats as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we see that, like, on the threat actor side, they're capitalizing and leveraging AI to, exactly as you say, to be more efficient and effective with their attacks, right? You remember probably the days where you would get these kind of phishing emails, but you could tell the spelling wasn't right. There's not a native English speaker. And now, like, all the same actors are doing perfect, like, phishing emails with AI that are highly personalized to the victims, and they're doing that at scale, and they're doing that to, like, trigger cyber attacks at different scales. So I think the good news is that AI can also be used for cybersecurity. So we use a lot of AI at Anapsys as part of the platform to help protect against this type of attacks with a different level of scale and capabilities that you couldn't in the past. But it's a double-edged sword for many sense. And then again, is protecting the AI itself, the security of AI, that's definitely a key area of growth and concern.
So Anapsys is an SAP partner. You have been for quite a while.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe you're the only certified security app in the SAP App Store. So what's your opinion on the role that the SAP's partner ecosystem plays in securing the ecosystem and your perspective on, you know, solving problems for SAP customers?
Yeah, no, that's another good question. So yeah, so there's a lot of companies that are certified by SAP, including cybersecurity companies and vendors. We are now for a few years now, we're the only ones that are endorsed by SAP, so we're part of the endorsed apps. So that gives us definitely a different level of capabilities on how we collaborate both on the technical side and the commercial side with SAP and giving more value to SAP customers. So yeah, today Anapsys is the only one with that status as endorsed application for cybersecurity. So I think the way we work with SAP as partners is really helping SAP, for example, identify and mitigate all these kind of zero-day vulnerabilities that we identified. We also help kind of with security awareness. We help, like, things like kind of writing the book on cybersecurity, right? And a lot of ways that we help customers stay ahead of the threat and SAP stay ahead of the threat. Mm. And I think that the other big part that we see in the partner ecosystem is the service providers, kind of system integrators. So we work very closely with many of the leading global system integrators that many customers are already working with, right, if they're doing the RISE transformations or SAP projects.
So
with them and also some specialized boutique firms, the way we partner with them is because we know that in order for this to be effective, it's not just about the technology. You need the people and process side, right? You need to be able to integrate, again, SAP applications into your risk programs, into your compliance and security programs. That is not just technology. So what we're doing with them is really have, I mean, they're really experts, right, at SAP and security. So we work with them, and they leverage our platform to deliver their services and their programs. And really, at the end of the day, help customers to have a complete solution. So we believe that a complete solution is not, that solution is not complete without the people and processes, and that's how we partner with the global system integrator community and specialized firms to deliver that as well.
Yeah. Now, you just said people and processes. So one of the most important things that people try and figure out is, what skills am I going to need on my team, you know, in the coming years? What do you think is going to be most critical for SAP professionals in the next couple of years?
Yeah, actually, I have to say that this is one of the things that excites me the most about what's happening in the industry. If you think about that, exactly as I said, the people side of things and the expertise, every company today is struggling with getting SAP cybersecurity experts on their teams, right?
Right.
There's just not enough of them, right? And you know, you have people that know cybersecurity or security in general. You know, we have people that know SAP and maybe GRC and access controls, but there's very few people that know SAP and cyber.
Right.
So I'm really excited, and hopefully everyone listening that has maybe an SAP background, like on the basic side or a GRC background, there is a pretty meaningful personal growth, career growth opportunity for you to really go into this world of like becoming an SAP cybersecurity expert. And the good news is that the hard, I think I'm a cybersecurity guy. I didn't know anything about SAP before studying on Apsys really. So I had to learn SAP, and I know how hard it is.
Mm.
And actually it's much easier to learn security if you really know SAP. So I think it's really encouraging for basis people, architects, or GRC and kind of traditional security, SAP security professionals to grasp the cybersecurity concepts that you need to put in place. And I think that gives them a significant opportunity to develop their careers and grow and get great job opportunities and kind of grow their personal career. So that's why I know JP and Gaurav were also part of your podcast. They just created this great asset, right? The Cybersecurity for SAP book with SAP Press. I think that's going to be the definitive guy and a big asset for anyone that wants to start a journey. It starts at the very basics, the 101 on like kind of cybersecurity concepts, and really walks everyone to how to start becoming that journey of SAP cybersecurity. I think that's going to be, it is already today, a high demand, kind of very, very lucrative opportunity for anyone to go after.
Great advice. Mariano, it's been absolutely fantastic speaking with you today. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with the SAP Insider audience.
Yeah, likewise, Robert. This was great, great time. Great to see you finally in person after so many discussions online and over the years. So, no, it's great to be here. And thank you again for the time.
Thank you.